interviewing Charles Claiborne on April 5th, 2004. And we're here to discuss the Brooklyn neighborhood. And my first question is, what are some of your fondest memories of Brooklyn? What do you remember most about?
The fondest memories of Brooklyn was the closeness of the people together. We had good fellowship, good neighbor. All was real close together. Closeness was the most fun thing of it.
What do you think bonded everyone together? Was it the church?
Well, not the church. The neighborhood itself bonded people together. Time you would see each other, you know, just be glad to embrace each other. You're so happy to see your neighbor and things like that. Something that don't exist today. And just a bond of the old Brooklyn section. People there knew about everybody in the section.
Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
I did.
Which section of Brooklyn?
I grew up on 3rd Street between McDowell and Caldwell.
Caldwell? Where did you go to elementary school?
Miles Street.
And then you went to
Second Ward. Miles Street through 6th grade, started Second Ward in the 7th grade.
What were some of the things that you remember about Second Ward High School? What were some of the classes that you took? Some of your teachers? Do you remember any
teachers? Well, we had a teacher, two teachers I'm fond remember. I was Maddie Hall, my 8th grade teacher. She was a very stern person, but she taught us the right way. And Professor Brown, the detention teacher, Professor Brown. So I was very fond of him, and Levi and Wiley, some of the great teachers of Second Ward. Also a sharp teacher and a nice brick mason named Mr. Corn. Yeah, he's a very nice brick mason. He was kind to all the young men. We'd take them out on those part-time jobs to see that they could earn. Was spending money for school and things. So it's great fun.
Did most of your friends live in Brooklyn, or did they live there?
Yeah, well, my friends live across town. Everybody, you know, by me being affiliated with the church that I am, we had people, but most of them was Second Ward. But I did have some in West Charlotte, because we had a good rival with the bands and football then.
That's one thing Mr. Davis spoke about, was the rivalry between West Charlotte. Did you go to any of the games, any of the basketball games,
yeah,
football?
Basketball and football.
And where were those held? At the
football games were held at what used to be called the Moore Stadium. That's where the football games were held. The basketball games were held in the gym. Second Ward Gym, which is still standing down there in Brooklyn. The only thing I think left in Brooklyn is Second Ward Gym. And each school had their own gym. But Second Ward and West Charlotte was a great rival. And you couldn't wait till the Queen City Classic come around for the big day.
Was that a yearly tournament?
Yearly game. So everybody getting ready. The first game of football season, the Queen City Classic, was known real good.
Was there any animosity between West Charlotte, or was it just a friendly rivalry?
It was a friendly rivalry. We didn't have, it was a friendly rivalry, but you know, always going to be a little something that comes up. Yeah, you're going to be a little jealousy in there somewhere, but it was a friendly rivalry. Yeah, it wasn't that you know, you couldn't go on that side of town, and they couldn't come over here. Because I would always leave our campus, you know, to get out of early and go to play campus and socialize with the guys or whatever. I know that.
Where would you normally socialize? Typically, where was the place that all the kids would go to
relax? Well, it used to be a place on Oakland Avenue called Henry Ice Cream Bar. A little small place on Oakland Avenue. Everything out. When I come on this side of town, then on the other side of town, there's always the Queen City Pharmacy. Queen City Pharmacy, that's where we all would hang out. The other day, I'd have couple sodas and things, then we'd go to the Lincoln Theater, which goes up from 2nd Street.
Now, was that on what's called the block?
That was 2nd Street.
2nd Street? Okay.
That was 2nd Street coming off of the Glory, you know, down.
Is that how you define Brooklyn's boundary, 2nd Street? How would you?
Brooklyn was defined between, Mohead to Trade. Cross Trade, you begin to go into first world. Christmas Eve, Brooklyn Sixth.
Would the community stay within Brooklyn, or did you venture to other neighborhoods? And
different wards.
Yeah,
we go into different wards. Because kids from First Ward, Third Ward, Cherry, all those who came to the same high school, Second Ward, and from 11th Street back, went to West Charlotte. So that's how it was, you know. Lived on anywhere from 11th Street this side of town, most likely you were coming to Second Ward.
Can you describe a little bit about the church? Which church have you been a member with? The House of Prayer?
House of Prayer, yeah.
Was it in Brooklyn before?
Yeah, right there where Marshall Park.
Okay.
Right there where the statue of Martin Luther King now. That's where the House of Prayer was. After they moved from Long Street. The original House of Prayer was on Long Street. And they moved to McDowell Street. That's where the one there with where Marshall Park's name is today.
Did your parents go? Is that how you joined the church? Has it been passed down?
No, really, my parents was a member of St. Paul.
Okay.
In the community. But I was involved in the House of Prayer through my godparents, my godgrandmother, Foster's aunts and stuff like that. We all lived in the same community, and I like going with them to church. So I came on with them. I got raised when I joined the House of Prayer.
Did you go to Sunday school here? I mean, or was that a formal thing? Okay. After you graduated high school, did you go straight to college or did you take some time off?
Well, I had a family in there. I had a family during that time. So what I did, I took the time off when Carver was leaving Second Ward High. Then they moved out to the new building, Mecklenburg College, and I started out there. The Carver was located in Second Ward Field. That's where they had Carver on.
What courses did you take at Carver?
I took math and a little business.
Were there any professors that you remember that had a special influence on you?
Well, there was one named Wright Hunter. And then there's, we call him Cal, but I think his name, I know his name, James Alexander. He was a great influence up there at the school.
Was there any sort of sporting that went on at Carver College?
No,
it was purely academic.
Mecklenburg was set up mostly like veterans. Because a lot of guys coming in from war, set up like most of the veterans. Kids who wanted to get out of school, why I want to come back, further their education. Something similar to I'm not going to even say it's a junior college, just something to get you ready for the next stage.
Were most of the businesses owned by African Americans in Brooklyn?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Were there any white businesses? Or
sure,
most
just like three grocery stores owned.
Were they run by African Americans?
No, the grocery store was run by white.
Really? Yeah.
Wherever there was, like on Second Street, we had one there he ran that store for many years right in the Brooklyn section. On McDowell, they had, he was there for years. The white ran their own store. The African Americans ran the store that they had taken on.
Did most of the businesses close down after Brooklyn was destroyed,
or did
they move?
Most of them closed down.
Are there any that still exist that you know of?
Anything that still exists from Brooklyn?
Right.
There's a restaurant. She moved from named Rudy. She moved from McDowell Street to Trade Street to Beatty Pool. She started out on McDowell Street. She moved from there to, right now she crossed the street over there, really.
It's kind of where still open for business?
Still open for business, over there. She was down, further down Beta Pool, and this place over here, Vapors, was here, we're across the street over there now.
Can you tell me any of your experiences about the Blue Heaven neighborhood? Do you remember the Blue Heaven neighborhood in Brooklyn?
The Blue Heaven neighborhood. I don't know much about the one right this section, but I didn't know much people up there. I know, you know, Blue Heaven started up there right off of Moheed. The time you leave off of Moheed, that was the Blue Heaven section up there, off of Moheed. Boy Street up in that section. I don't know much about it in that section.
Did you know anybody from that area?
Yeah.
Were they good people?
Good people, yeah. Good people. Well, I had a lot of friends. We played ball and stuff.
Did you play in the street?
Yeah,
stickball?
We played stickball. We had a section of softball team and baseball team. But we played cross town rivals. We played ball.
Where could you play sports in Brooklyn? Was there a park or
play? No, it wasn't a park in Brooklyn. On the park we had in Brooklyn was the one called the Wheel Street Park. That's around there near King's Drive. That was on the park that we had. We played on. But we know we played like over in the afternoon we played up the Second Ward field. They had a large ground back there, so we played ball there. Then we always go down off down there by where you are, not down off of King's Drive. They had a little community park down there where we could always play ball.
Do you think when the urban renewal started, do you think the people had a voice in what was going on?
No, because some was misled. I think most of the people, like people that were going to St. Paul Church, was misled at some, because that's where my mother attended. I was in some of those meetings that they had, and it was misled. And waiting for, they were saying that the new Highway Express, if they had stayed there, were going to run over, you know, over the highway to go over. And it would be so much noise there that they couldn't enjoy the preserve of the highway going over. So some of them misled. Things like that. But
were there any protests to it that you know of? Any people that, or was it just sort of there's nothing we could do about it?
It wasn't much of a protest. But some might have been glad to move. They thought they would upgrade themselves to a better place. But they didn't want to just leave Brooklyn. They wanted to remodel or stay there. They could have. They would. 90% of the people have stayed in Brooklyn. They could have.
Where did most of the people go? Did they come up to here, to this area, near Beatty's Ford?
Once Brooklyn was closed, most of them did come to this side of town. So you find, at that time, this was the only place. Now they have spread it out, so, you know, not even go anywhere. They can go anywhere. Most of them, now that people better finance, so they can go anywhere they want now. So they stay all over. But when we first moved, people coming like Brooklyn to the Fairview Home, Double Oaks, stuff like that. Double Oaks section. That's where they come anywhere on the side.
Do you know of any cemeteries in Brooklyn? Is it York Memorial is the only one that I've been able to locate?
That's not in Brooklyn.
It's not? Okay.
York Memorial is down, way down South Tryon.
Okay. Where were folks?
That
way
black were taken. Way downtown.
How did your family feel about the renewal project? Your parents, folks who've been
They felt pretty much so like they were being forced out of Brooklyn. They had been there for years and they wanted to stay. Even though the house condition wasn't as good, but everybody still wanted to stay. They thought the renewal was going to come in and upgrade their houses so they could stay in the same section, but they wasn't that good.
Do you remember anything about the actual process? I mean, could you look out your window and see things being torn down, or were you?
No, I didn't. No, because I'm not seeing things. Because once they people started moving out for the rhythm, it started tearing down.
And this was in the early 60s?
Right. And when they started tearing down, everybody was about gone. A few people still there. I think Crip Funeral Home is still over there, because I know they had it was torn up and we had to go by there for different funeral arrangements, but he probably get in and out of there for that. But most of them are standing to the end, like that Greer Funeral Home. Well, they stayed because they were right across from Second Ward. Second Ward building was still standing. They wasn't tearing that down at the time. So Greer was able to stay there much longer, but the little restaurants and things and apartment house going up First Street was torn down.
Now, is this the same Greer and the family of Arthur Greer?
Right.
The same family?
Yeah, it's First Street.
Where were the police stations in Brooklyn? Were there police stations in Brooklyn?
It wasn't the police station. All of them had the same one downtown. Down on Folk Street, Folk Street. That's where it was for, you know, everybody. It wasn't just the blacks in there. One section of white North, one police station. I don't know how they, I think they have six or four black in there, but I'm not sure about that, but I'm quite, I know they all had one station.
Can you describe a little about the police's attitude?
Well,
in the neighborhood, it couldn't have been that nice.
At first, it was a little rough. I guess they thought they were supposed to come on to you rough. Like the first folks, two of them came on to you kind of rough because they felt like they should. But after that, the one started coming after the first folks, they were real friendly. They, you know, they got along with the community good. But the first folks was full of, I think they came a little forceful because they felt like they had.
Did you feel threatened by the officers in the neighborhood, particularly for the first blacks?
By the white officers?
Yes.
No, to tell the truth, the white officers, they didn't come unless it was a problem.
Really?
You didn't have, there wasn't no problem with control.
Would you have a problem if you, say, ventured out of Brooklyn into another neighborhood?
No. I didn't have it. And I was one all over because I carried papers throughout Brooklyn. And I ventured back up all Mohead and down in Dilworth and all over that way. We strictly were nothing but whites, but I was all over in that section. And I never had a problem. So I don't know where other people had a problem. I didn't have a problem. But being, you know, treated like I was in the wrong section at the wrong time. I never did.
Did you see, when you first started to see the black officers show up, they were peace officers, right? They weren't issued weapons or anything like that? Were they allowed to arrest people? Or
they could arrest people.
Okay.
Yeah, could arrest people. And they would arrest you, too. Yeah.
Do you think they enjoyed their job? They really enjoyed
it? I think so. See, back when they came along, I was a boy when in and didn't, you know, didn't have much contact with them. I'd been in trouble. I remember that, but I did see them. And I know they looked like they enjoyed the job.
Did you interact with them at all? Did you ever talk to them?
Sure, I don't know. We had one, well, the latest ones came late on, like Rubitons, Williams, all those guys. We would all talk together because they were more closer to my age, you know, and I knew them. They might have been a few years older. Play basketball. Up in school before I started playing ball. So I knew them, you know. But they all. And some of them, like now, you know, they retired, they still come around and we talk. But they wasn't real. Run Nelson? Yeah.
I've been doing research about the neighborhood, and did the police, were they influenced by the Klan or any sort of nothing like that?
What in the Klan activities? In Charlotte, in the Brooklyn section. At the time, he had a good police chief, and he didn't go for that kind of stuff. I don't know where you can tell his name. I never heard about him, Chief Little John. He didn't go for no mess like that. He didn't.
Would you say the politics at that time was very racist?
Not very racist. Some of it was, you know, in all and everything, you have to find some good, and even though some people might think it's a bit of a racist, but I found that Chief Little John, He's a fair man. He's fair. He just didn't go for no mess. He treated the white and black the same. Fair police chief. If it hadn't been for a man like him, it could have been a lot of racial stuff. But he wasn't going to tolerate it. We didn't have it.
So you'd say Brooklyn was...
Brooklyn was
a good
place
clean,
to live. Yeah. A clean place to live. Like I say, it wasn't bothered with the police when it was all white coming in the neighborhood. They were patrolled through once in a while. But unless you had problems, call them. They were not becoming stand up over you trying to just lock you up because you had a few drinks or staying like that. If you didn't call them for some kind of fight or some criminal activity, then you would have in trouble. I don't know. So I don't, that was in Brooklyn section that I knew about.
Did you feel any safer with the new black officers? Or was it just
I didn't feel
still
any,
the same?
I didn't feel any safer because I feel like whether it was black or white, they was there to do a job. And I felt like they were going to do the job. And so I didn't feel any safer one way or other. So I look at the police as a police there to do his job, and that's what I felt then.
Sort of going back to the Second War, were you around when it was destroyed?
I was around.
Did you witness it at all? Did you take one last look through the halls or anything like that?
I didn't. I was there when it demolished, and I was over there when they had a little ceremony of people were getting bricks and taken home and stuff like that.
Did you get a brick?
I didn't get a brick. I was there during the ceremony getting bricks and stuff. I didn't get home.
Comparable to the other neighborhoods, do you think Brooklyn was better or worse than, say, Cherry or say the other neighborhoods? Where would you rank it?
I think it might not have been worse. Each section was a closed knit section. Like you could have the guys from Cherry now, they would praise Cherry because they was close enough back then. When they would come to the section, or when they came to school, we all was at one. Because we were one black high school in Charlotte. So they were, two, one on this side, one on the other side of town. So Cherry section, they was all right. When they got to their section, they was real close to them. But when they came to Second World, they had to be flexible because they were going to run into people from other boroughs, like Third World, First World, and all of Brooklyn. So we all was in combined that together, so they had to be flexible. But like once they got into their borough from Cherry, then they might live. They felt like they was the king of the hill over there. Well, see, we go to their section to play ball and stuff. They felt like they had up in the end, thought it was at home. But I felt that we was closer. We were closer because, see, even though Brooklyn had different little sections they were talking about, like, I don't know what you heard about Pearl Street, up in that upper section, they used to call it the Hill. They had a little gang up there called the Hill Business, and they would play ball against, against the guys from Second World. Against the guys from, say, Third Street. See, my group was the Third Street guys. So, but you know, some lived on First Street and Second Street, but it was the Third Street game. So we played ball against those guys.
Did you organize the league, or would you play games on the weekend?
Yeah, we played games on the weekend.
Would you play at all during the week? How many games would you usually
play? We had a game like every Saturday, Sunday. And we couldn't, by going to school, we couldn't play, much.
How many teams were there?
There was a team from everywhere. Cherry had a team. Fabian Home had a team. And First World. So it was about 18.
What position did you
play? I played outfield. In the part outfield, they let me be. Yeah. I prefer center field. But in part outfield, they need me. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, but I played, I prefer center field. I played a little left field, a little right.
Would you play those year-round or just during summer?
Summer. So one of the leagues then we had to be in school activities, like school, basketball, football, and stuff.
What other teams would the Second Ward play besides West Charlotte?
In football?
Yeah.
Well, we had where they played. It was school over there in Belmont. They played the school in Belmont, they played them mostly basketball. They didn't have much football. But then in Gastonia, they played Highland High.
Where was that? That was Gastonia?
Yeah.
That Island. Long? That yeah. Far away?
Yeah, Highland High. How far is Gastonia?
Yep. I'd say 25 miles.
Yeah. We played them, yeah. That was when I was traveling. That was when I was away games. And we played in Asheville. We played Atkins, fine Asheville. Played Dr. High in Greensboro.
Were you on the high school team?
All of them high school.
Okay. Would you take a bus there?
How yeah, we take a bus.
You go that far to play? Playing, that's amazing. When you think about nowadays with all the high schools.
Yeah, but we had it. We had buzz Sumter, South Carolina, way out. Yeah, we had games scattered out.
How far was your house from Second Ward? I assume you had to walk.
I did. I walked. Are you familiar with Charlotte?
Yeah.
What's up? You know where 3rd of the road?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be right there? With, on one corner, that little building is still there. An old building, it's called the doctor's building, professional building. It's still, that's the only thing left there. But I stayed on the corner 3rd of the road. It was called, they called it 3rd Street Apartments. And I stayed right there in that apartment. I walked from 3rd and the road to Myers Street. To Myers Street and Stonewall. So that was a good walk. I was thinking the other day after you called, I was thinking about the times I had to walk. And I can't remember, but I'm quite sure I did. When it was 4 hour rain, like I had some 4 hour rain, and I had to go to school, but it wasn't no bus. So I would have to walk. And I never was going to actually it is. I guess I just put on my little rain and walk. But the first place is like somewhere in my street right there together. So that's how far I had to walk. Until I moved further down on 3rd Street. Then when I was in high school, further down on 3rd Street, then it wasn't quite as far. But when I was on the board, I had to walk to Miles and Stonewall Street. That was a long walk.
How long did it usually take you to walk to school?
I don't know. I'd have like I was in first grade and stuff like that. You would walk a while and you come down the street, you meet somebody that's coming out, and you get in, and you go. At the other time, you come from all the way down through the Brooklyn. Someone would join in by the time you get to
school,
you'd be proud. Yeah, proud, so that's the way it was. Up there where I started was just about 2 lived next door. So we'd start out, we cut through, we'd go down 2nd Street, some more get in there. Everybody cut through, some more be falling in. We'd there like that.
Do you still keep contact with your old classmates?
Sure.
Often do you see them? Do you go to any of the meetings or reunions?
I see them once a year. That, you know, regular. You know, we all get together once a year. We have a little something.
Do many of them go to House of Prayer here?
My classmate, yeah, Haver Stevenson, he don't want to go here in my class. Well, no, a girl, Dr. Kellogg, 2 in my class go here. But some will, you know, second one.
And whether, I assume the fire departments are just like the police, they were outside of Brooklyn?
Fire department was on the 4th Street, right over the police department.
Okay.
Fire department, health department, police department, all of them right there together. So it wasn't, you know, the way I stayed, 3rd Street, block over. I was on 3rd, it was over on 4th. So it wasn't far, you know.
And when did you graduate? From Second Ward, what year?
1951.
And you stayed in Charlotte your
yes.
entire life?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Well, since from after then, before then, I married and got a family, came out of school, then I was traveling. I stayed in D.C., Washington, D.C. a while, and I would always go to Warren, Ohio, and stay a while, and things like that.
Was it tough being on the road and away from your family?
When I was working?
Right.
No, it wasn't. I would be home at night.
Okay.
Now, when I was traveling like that, that's when I was in school. I like to go away. I was in school when I was like, I left Charlotte and stayed with my cousin in Washington, D.C. So I was in school there for a couple of years. That was in elementary school, so I came back here. back in the high school here.
Do your kids go to school around?
Yeah,
West Charlotte. West Charlotte.
See, they're over in West Charlotte. We live on this side of town.
Oh, really? That's sort of ironic how you go to Second Ward and they go to West Charlotte.
Yeah, they all graduated from West Charlotte.
Well, is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview? To sort of...
No, not more than that.
Anything you want to leave behind for the people to remember about Brooklyn?
Yeah, but that's the first Black library on the board, Second Street.
What was the name of that library? Remember?
But the first YMCA was on Second Street, Black YMCA, building upstairs, the place upstairs.
Did they move that up into this area, or they just...
The YMCA?
Yes.
Yeah, the YMCA moved from Second Street to Caldwell Street. And from Caldwell Street, they moved to Beta Ford Road. We're on Beta Ford now. They haven't for a while. But it started out at a little flat upstairs up on Second Street. And then they moved there to Caldwell. They built a structure in Caldwell, and they moved there. They have to pay the board, which they enlarge now. As they speak, they still call.
Do you think most of the churches stayed together after the renewal project, or were any of them broken up?
Churches?
The congregations?
Some split because of the movement. Like St. Paul. Because of the move, they couldn't. They didn't want to move. Then when they finally had to move, some members didn't want to go one way. Some didn't want to buy another old church. And some wanted to buy an old church. Some wanted a new church. That's where it started. That they had a split. Stuff like that. But we stayed steadfast in our spread. We have churches all over the city anyway. So we just moved one from Brooklyn to this side here, which we had one already on the side of town.
Was there any conflict, or were they all able to get along and find their own spot?
They all gave them their spot. I think they might have been helped by everyone. They kept finding a spot and kept relocating.
When did your family have to move out? Do you remember?
My mother, they moved to the family home before they got down there. That lady. So they moved out five or 10 years before they were in Scotland.
So before 68, so this is late 50s?
Yeah. So that's my last 2 years. I should have gone to West Charlotte. But I was catching the bus on Oakland to go back for a second.
Was it your choice which school you had to go to?
It was my choice. I was second ward then. I was in second ward. I was going to West Charlotte. But all my rivals, but all my neighbors in it, all my buddies there.
Traitor.
Yeah, it was traitor. We played ball together. And I would come out of my door, and the guy would walk up the street. I would go into the bus, stop to catch the bus, go to second ward. He walked on down the street, going to West Charlotte. But that's where I was. But I was determined I wasn't going to be a traitor and go to West Charlotte, but I had been playing against all those years and wanted to continue to play. So I stayed there. So my family had moved out from Brooklyn during that time. But I do know that, they may not, the first black employment office was a little place on Magdal Street, down below the House of Prayer. Very few people remember that. I asked you guys about that other night, did they remember that? Very few remember that, but look, place also was head things that the guys were coming from the wall. And they was getting, and I remember because I had a big guy like a brother, like a larger, older brother. And I used to hear him talk about the 50s, 220s. And I didn't know what he was talking about, but I do know all the GIs were down to that little stuff. They never did nothing on me to now. They had 52 weeks to get $20. I never did what that meant to now. I was in a bed and I said, 52 20s, 52 20s.
And that's what it was.
The guys that had come back from Syria, they had fixed 2 weeks to take us off $20 without working. You can get that $20. And that's where they had to go to, that little love notes right there.
And that was on McDowell?
On McDowell Street. That little block down on McDowell, across from the old ice house.
Do you know anyone who was associated with that, or was that a government office?
For that unemployment office, it probably it was a government office, but this had been a little black community.
Now, was that demolished before the urban renewal project?
Yeah, that had moved out. It had moved out of here. The
doctors in Brooklyn,
the one hospital, Good Samaritan. That was most of the third war, you would call that third war. It wasn't Brooklyn, third war. But that was only black house for that time. And we had two black theaters.
Theaters as in performance, acting?
Movie.
What is it?
Movie theaters. We had one on 2nd Street, the Lincoln Theater. The Savoy, McDowell Street. Then we had a theater, but it's on this side of town. On this side of town, Grand Theater. It was on Beta Ford Road by Johnson Street Square.
How much did it cost to see a movie?
I just started out with a dime. I know
you
had a dime, 9 cents, 7 cents. Popcorn was a nickel. I got to get a 3 cent bar again. All kinds of stuff like that.
And so movies and sports were sort of the recreation
for
the kids?
That's all it is.
Well, I want to thank you for your time.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.